Welcome to today's Sticks and Dirt Kid Bit podcast. It's a Christian-based kids ministry broadcast for the family of teachers, volunteers, and like creative soul winners, sharing experiences and experiments.
Oh yeah!
S&D Kidman Podcast. Welcome, Jared.
Thank you.
Oh. Ha! Got him. And welcome, Travis.
Whatever.
To the Kidman Podcast. And
Afterthought.
Okay. We're going to be talking today, kind of a little bit of shotgun today. And so I have a question I want to ask the staff about teaching. And then Alexa's going to talk about a lesson she's going to do tomorrow. And yes, we're doing this on a Saturday night as opposed to our typical Sunday afternoons.
What?
Yeah, so give me some pointers, guys.
Yes. And so she's developed a
PowerPoint.
A lesson for tomorrow.
I made a PowerPoint for tomorrow. I did.
That has to deal with
real informative
leftover Halloween candy. Is it really deals with leftover Halloween candy, right?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as leftover Halloween candy.
Well, you're right. But in this case, actually, every year we have leftover Halloween candy because we get so much donations. And it lasts through like Easter.
Yeah, so we can pack the eggs with that.
Yeah, we put Easter candy with the bats and pumpkins on the wrappers inside of an Easter egg, and the kids just love that. I mean,
it's a tradition.
They don't care.
It is.
Yeah, it's a tradition. So, actually, it has happened by accident, but we don't do that on purpose, but we are going to be doing, I'm going to ask you guys a question, and we're going to talk about Alexa's idea she has that she wants to teach for tomorrow, and we're going to help her build on it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, cool. Hopefully.
I've got one solid idea, and then...
Bold of you to assume that I'm creative.
Fluff.
I like the idea of you having a post-Halloween candy lesson.
That's my idea.
Well, this was not the plan, but...
And here comes my question, and my question is birthed from that incident.
Okay.
What had happened was the guy, Ethan, who was supposed to be teaching tomorrow.
Wow.
Had
thrown shade or anything.
We are going to throw shade. We're throwing
I'll tell you who did it right now.
he at work, he was exposed to someone in the office with COVID, and Ooh. He opted to pull himself out of
Smart
teaching
man.
For tomorrow, yeah. Which is fine. And so he was going to teach on the object lesson of a hacky sack.
Yes.
Ooh, I'm...
And he's had this plan since this was supposed to be the first Sunday that was canceled for COVID. So he's had a plan for a while.
And now he gets in position to actually come up and teach that lesson. And so then this happens to him.
And might I say, we have 5 teachers at my school too. So I was like, oh, please, not me too. if we both have to.
Not had it, but just had to quarantine.
Had to quarantine because.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, really. Don't you
because
believe what she said?
The mine in our town is having a big outbreak, so.
I'll tell you what.
What?
And most of them are married to them.
My realm of know-how.
Is it? I was going to ask if there was someone who wanted to teach.
In high school.
Oh, you can teach it.
In high school.
Wait. Justin wants to teach?
I heard that.
No, I did not say it. I said it's my realm of
know-how. I have a funny hacky sack story.
In other words, when I was in high school, I hacky sacked. All the time.
So like, just be the prop and just hacky sack the whole time.
That's actually part of it.
I actually set a goal for myself. I came home every day from when I got home from school and I practiced. I think like the highest volley I ever got up to was probably like 250 or 260.
I used to be really good too.
Okay, so you have to get in practice. Maybe help Ethan with his. I'm sure he'll want someone to be up there doing a hacky sack.
We'll hacky sack 6 feet apart.
Exactly.
So anyway, there was he opted out for teaching tomorrow, so it's a last minute deal. It happened just yesterday or so, a couple days ago, and so we had to get Alexa stepped up to teach for tomorrow, and she just come up with this idea that we're going to talk about here in a minute. So my question is to you guys: for those of you who teach regularly, and before this, I used to pulpit preach a lot. In my early ministry, and so, I mean, pretty regularly. And how does it feel to you, and how do you handle if your Sunday's come or your time's coming up, and for whatever reason, you get canceled?
Like if
how do you handle it? How do you feel?
Like if I'm supposed to teach?
Yeah, like you're scheduled to teach, just like Ethan was supposed to be teaching this Sunday, and this comes up.
I mean, in that situation, it's harder, but I have to be honest, I have the teacher mentality sometimes, and it's kind of like sometimes like that snow day relief, like, oh.
Depends if I'm ready or not.
Right. If I...
Let's say you're ready.
Then I'm upset.
How upset? I mean, yeah, how I do you, I mean, does it depend on what, why?
It depends on why, yeah.
Like, if I feel like in Ethan's situation, I would be pretty like, oh man. But if, because I think it's kind of like fear of missing out too, though. But like, if everything's canceled, I'm like, okay, we're good. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh huh.
Like, when there's all this snow and everything's canceled, it's like a relief. But if it's.
So if you got a lot
going on. If I wanted to be there and there's.
Yeah.
And everyone's.
If you got a lot going
there,
on in your cumber, like, oh man, I'm struggling to even get this lesson. If you get it canceled, that's okay. That's understandable.
If everyone's in the same boat, yeah. But I feel like with Ethan's case where I'm going to have to be home when everyone else is at church, I'm going to be like, man.
Yeah.
That FOMO, yeah. FOMO.
Okay.
I wouldn't know anything about this, so.
So whenever Ethan got canceled, we was going to say who was going to, we was texting about who's going to teach the hacky.
Ethan got canceled.
Well, I mean.
He's
yeah,
canceled.
From teaching right? Sunday.
Canceled.
It's cancel culture.
Yeah.
It's
canceled.
Exactly.
That's like, that's 2020. That's like the.
It's kind of fits in with the model
cancel
here.
Cancel culture.
So,
yeah.
I get canceled. I just don't like him.
I heard a rumor.
So, whenever he got postponed, I'll put that away.
There you go.
Postponed, we was like, who's going to teach the hacky sack lesson now? And I said, let's see, ask Ethan if he wants to keep that object lesson himself until he can come back.
No.
Because.
He's had it since March.
He's had it since March. And sometimes. I don't know how everybody. That's why I asked. I don't know how everybody is.
Twice.
If you've been given a topic particularly to teach on and you get canceled, and it's like you studied for it and you prepared for it and it gets canceled for whatever reason, you know, that's what I'm thinking. That's where you kind of struggle with inside.
And it's yours. Like
it's
you
yours.
Feel like it's your
right.
baby. Like yeah.
And then you feel okay. like this happened to me not too long ago with our Wednesday night Bible study online teaching, and mine got canceled because I got called out some extra work or whatever, and I just couldn't get around to getting it done. Mm-hmm. And I had prepared for it. I was preparing for it. And I didn't, after it happened and someone else taught that night, this is how I handle it. I didn't want to teach it because pastor asked me to teach it again, you know, later, you know, 3 or 4 weeks on a row. And I said, nah. I said, it just feels like the moment's passed.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because there was a series of lessons we was doing, and at the timing, my particular one would fit in there, and then 3-4 weeks on the road, we was into something else. I was like, I ain't going to teach that. It's square peg, circle hole.
Yeah.
And I was like, just let it go. So I had to scrap that in a way. I never taught it, and I just let it go. And so that's adult teaching.
And then maybe later, you'll find something that triggers that again. You're like, oh, maybe I should.
If I kept my notes, yeah. I think I kept them. Everything's I keep on my phone, on my notepad, on the iPad or laptop or what. I keep it on the notepad thing, and I usually keep it on there in case I. And it seems like when you go back to it later down the road, it's like, it's what in the world was I doing?
Yeah.
It's all different. It's like you're out of the mode, you're out of the spirit of it, and it just looks foreign to you at that point. So the same thing happens with kid ministry. I've noticed that a few times, you know, I was going to prepare to do a lesson or whatever, and you really feel bummed out because I think it's even more relatable to kid ministry when you're doing these objects and things, and within because you're always in a theme of sorts.
Yeah.
And then you get this cancel culture comes in, and for whatever reason, you can't teach Sunday.
Well, even
and you prepared for it.
We had a lot scheduled for Easter around Easter. Like we had like that whole month, we had like
chips.
And so then when we went a couple weeks ago and opened up the boxes of stuff we had ordered, and we're like, oh, some of it we could use, and some of it we're like, oh, we can't use that.
What do we do with those baby chickens we bought from Merle King? Did we ever get those?
Oh, they're on the back of the churchyard now.
They're still back.
Yeah, we're still feeding right there.
Jared's got a chicken coop back there.
Yeah, Jared's the chicken coop.
Because we got stuck in that too, especially around holiday time. Because I think that's kind of where you get stuck too. Because now I'm even thinking with Ethan's, because we had talked about doing like a Christmas one coming up and stuff. I'm like, where do I fit Ethan's in now?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we're narrowing in the holidays, and Hacky Sack isn't going to really fit right. in there, but
we'll find. We'll make it work.
Yeah, we'll have to put him there right before Thanksgiving. We just have to.
Yeah, because his his wife was going to teach, but we can figure it out.
Yeah. We've so and we're doing church kids church every other Sunday, so that messes with our schedule.
Right.
So.
But oh snap!
That's exactly right. So, any other thoughts on that? If you've ever been canceled from teaching a lesson, how do you feel? Or I mean, it was a simple, quick and easy concept because it just happened to us again, and it
could happen.
I
again.
Feel like in the future we need to have like here's the starting lineup, and here if someone has to get canceled. Here's who's going to take the place.
Growing up, I always got lectured, be ready in season and out of season.
Exactly.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
That's true.
And when I used to, like I said, when I used to teach and preach a lot, that happened a lot. I was raised up teaching. Like, the pastor worked. I worked a job. And if he had to work over or got sick, he'd call me that afternoon from Wednesday night Bible study. And I always had something ready anyhow. I had a thought, or I had some notes down, to trigger from.
I think you should always, Pat, I need to start calling him Pastor. Pastor told me that it's always good to have, three things ready at any given time, which, as a minister, sure.
I have a lesson.
Yeah, Travis kept trying to steal my lesson.
Annoyance with that is that's kind of taken out of context, because it was Paul, right? Paul said that?
Be instant in season and out of season. I believe so.
No. It was P.
There's no one named P in the Bible.
No, Peter.
Peter.
Because I think I may
sense.
Be wrong. I'll look it up.
No,
but
I think it's Paul.
He was referring to be
books.
Ready to give somebody a response.
Yeah.
About your faith, not like, oh,
well,
I'm
that's
sick.
That's kind of the same thing. Though.
I'm sick. Right. Can you get ready and preach for me? And I don't think it's the same.
See, I have a lot of past lessons I really like. And that I would always like a wheelhouse, I guess. What would you call it? Wheelhouse, storehouse? I don't know.
Ferris wheel.
And I was just thinking, honestly, whenever this happened, I was thinking, most of those kids that have heard these lessons have moved to youth at this point. Cana was my last group that had heard a lot of those Wednesday night lessons we'd done in all my stacks of stuff we have. And I was I could start pulling some of these out, and they would never know.
I say this. I think that instant in season, out season, I don't regret growing up like that, being ready to teach at a moment's notice, because I liked it. I mean, I became adapted to it, and I figured that's the way it was. And I literally looked at that scripture and thought that was reflection of what that was kind of saying in a way, fulfillment of it. But do I like more time to prepare for? Absolutely.
Yeah. I think part of my argument with that is because, in my instant, it was always Saturday night, and it'd be hey, you're gonna speak tomorrow, and I'm what? I'm not I'm a teenager. I'm playing video games. I'm not
There you go.
I'm not ready. Not that I'm ready. I'm just not in that mindset or anything. Mm-hmm. So I feel it's not fair to people who attend the church. Or to the people you're ministering to.
I think it should happen to you
a few times
because it comes in handy.
Yeah, and I get that it happens.
It's
your
training.
Stuff happens.
Yes.
So.
No.
But you got to be fluid. Yes. It's a fluid situation.
Yeah, it's good training. It's good experience to have on your belt. And it hasn't really happened to me in several years, to be quite honest with you. But if it was to happen to me again...
Can you speak up in the youth?
Huh? I'll be gone tomorrow.
Didn't you guys a couple weekends ago, though, when Brother Holland had to cancel?
That was 2 days in advance.
That's exactly what happened. But here's the difference with that. We was told just to do 5 minutes
a
piece.
Yeah, so it wasn't pressure, was it? Yeah.
All you had to do was write down a paragraph of lines.
But
go
I
by
was
and...
scared like mad, though.
Man, that's easy. I could do 5 minutes 10 times in a row.
The caveat to that was... 5 minutes apiece, but we all had to keep it going.
Right.
Right.
Keep update. More of a 5 minute exhortation, I think, is what he was trying to have us do.
Yeah.
Right.
And just kind of keep it flowing. So, and there was five of us that got
five
up there and did
5 minutes
apiece. Back in the spring, we did 5 minutes of fire. Is that where it was at? We did it somewhere.
I want to say, because we had the kids come up and do 5 minutes of fire. We did bring it here for a little bit.
We hear.
I remember Grayson did it one time and Kana did it one time, and I think that was it.
When the kids taught.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember calling it 5 minutes of fire, but I remember them doing it. It was the same method, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about Alexa's idea for post-Halloween candy lesson. All right, Alexa, this is your idea.
An alien?
Alien?
An alien that said S&D?
Yes, that's an alien. Yep.
Thanks.
It's our little secret.
Was that you?
Yeah. Jared, you raise your hand. You have a question.
I think I was wrong about that verse. I just want to say.
Well, says, go ahead.
Preach the word. This is be prepared in season and out of season.
So it is, yeah.
So it refers to that. So yeah. I didn't want the theologians to attack Jared and be like, no, it's this verse. So
yeah.
Okay. I was wrong.
It's a fact-checking portion.
Wait, what did you say? What is it? He says it. What would you say?
I can't remember. To be honest. I'm on brain medicine.
You was what? He said, he jumped in and said something.
He was wrong.
I was wrong.
Oh, okay. That's what he said. Okay. Okay, Alexa, tell us your idea of using post-Halloween candy for your lesson tomorrow.
All right. So I have like a real solid activity we're going to do, and I have it in the works currently. So I'm going to do a candy Bible verse matchup. So I'm going to have different Bible verses, and they're going to have, like, parts of the candy name in it, and they're going to have to, like, figure out which candy goes with which verse. So that is for sure.
So how are you
going to
do that?
Yeah,
with, like,
you have to draw
Twizzlers.
This, make this, draw us out
We went
vividly.
To Dollar Tree, and we bought, like, separate candies for everything. I mean, we don't have Twizzlers, because I don't have...
What?
But I have about 13, 14
what
candies,
about Red
though.
Vines, maybe, at least?
We're a Red Vine family.
Red Vines. That's
No, wait. Here, I need to grab this concept of this here. Are you putting, like, on a piece of paper a word of the Bible verse on the candy?
We're putting a Bible verse.
Like, I have...
What's the good one?
Like, I have this one sitting right here that I'm getting ready to print, if it'll ever print. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And there's going to be words that are big to help them.
Hide it from
taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. So good would be for Mr. Goodbar.
Oh, so you
have
the
candies.
Word good is already embedded in the name of the candy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Genius.
Thank you.
So I have, we keep thinking of other ones, like, but we have.
That's genius.
How sweet your words.
Like, had a vision. Like,
how sweet your words taste to me. They are sweeter than honey. So bit of honey.
That's like the same.
Bit of honey. So
you can
find a Bible verse with the word
honey
in it.
That first verse,
they could also put in almond joy.
I have a joy one.
Joy. Okay. So what candies do you have? Let's help her with this.
So I have a solid list here. Let me.
How solid?
Pretty solid. Like,
and these,
14. Like,
these candy names solid? Have to have a name or word in the Bible.
So I have Mr. Goodbar, Bit of Honey, Dove, Juicy Fruit.
Fruit.
Fruit of the Spirit. Spirit. Hershey Kisses.
Now wait. Also, Kisses in the Bible.
Yes. Let me find.
Judas
have,
kissed Jesus.
I'm not going to do that one. Psalm Proverbs 24:26 is an honest answer is like a kiss of friendship.
Okay.
Gobstop.
Okay.
What else do I have? Starburst. It's talking about, like, stars. Swedish Fish.
Ew. What?
Fish, yeah.
Yeah, oh, Fisher's Men.
Swedish Fish is like the Golden Corral of candy.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
That's
going to
be
Jared is
thing.
The Golden Corral of anything.
Skittles.
Now, where are you getting Skittles at?
Rainbow.
From the Dollar General.
I got them from Dollar Tree. I went to Dollar Tree last night and called this candy.
Okay, so are you gonna? So Rainbow's not really on the package, but they
taste the Rainbow.
They know that.
Hopefully,
it's so.
Some of them they're really gonna have to think about. This one, gotcha. This one I actually had to think about because I found this one on a website and I got gummy bears, and I was like, what in the world? What? And I kept reading the verse and trying to figure
bears.
It out. And Travis and I were. Like, this doesn't even make sense. And then...
There's a bear in the Bible.
The bears that came and
ate Elijah's
kids.
Yeah.
For making fun of Elijah's bald head.
A good
yeah.
tree can't... A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
But one verse...
Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
One translation says...
So it's a different meaning of bear.
Yeah, but it's...
Which is fine.
Which is going to make them...
Think. Okay.
Some of these you have to
now,
really think
if
about.
You get one of those kids that's smart and does refer to the story that Jared just referred to about the bear
right.
that ate the kids...
Yeah.
Which is a delightful story to teach in any kids' church.
But we'll have the verse and the...
Okay.
So it's going to match.
So you're gonna have a lot of pictures on the board on the screen for the Bible verses and stuff, or are you just gonna read them out?
I was gonna read. I had the papers, so I was gonna print off and just
hold the paper.
We'll match
okay.
like a game.
Gotcha.
They're
okay.
all Twix.
So you wanna have these printout copies of the Bible verses,
right?
And then
and
you're
the
gonna
word
have the candies
that they need to look at will be big.
And the candies will be over here on the other side, and they gotta match that mm-hmm. candy to that Bible verse. Mm-hmm. Genius. I like this.
The Smarties one is another one that was tricky. It's a verse about wisdom, so they're gonna have to kind of.
Put a little spin to it and try to okay.
Smarties and wisdom. Then there
it's
was
not giant Smarties.
So when they see the word wisdom in all caps on your printout,
they'll
they have to kind of tie that into Smarties.
Right.
Very good.
If we had a rocket fizz around here. A lot better.
Rocket fizz.
We have so payday.
Oh, what's that one gonna be for?
There was one. It's
me getting paid.
Verse in the Bible about.
Of course,
I think it was like a parable.
Days in there, of course.
That evening, he told the foreman to call the workers and pay
the
them, beginning with the last workers first.
Okay,
payday
so that parable.
Offer.
The day you pay your tithes or your offering. Yep.
Yeah.
You do a time to cry and a time to laugh. We could do Snickers or now and laters.
Well, I have Laffy Taffy.
You can say that there's a
Bible verse that has
Snicker and time to not.
Laughter
now and later in it.
Is there?
There's
it doesn't say now and later.
I gotta get more candy.
Well, like Jolly. Oh, you already said Jolly.
It might be. It might be two or three verses.
Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, time to. Maybe that's not. Maybe I'm wrong. Then I'm just
like the not the Beatitude, right?
No, it's an Old Testament thing. There's a time to weep, a time to mourn, a time to cry. Someone wrote a song about it back in the '60s. Time to weep, a time to mourn. There's literally a Bible verse.
That sounds scary.
Oh, you don't understand now what I am doing, but someday you will. I could do something like that.
Yeah, you could still. Yeah, so that's an option.
Because I was kind of hoping it'd be kind of nice to have enough for every kid to do one, but
absolutely. Yeah, as soon as they guess it, they win it, and they can sit down.
100 grand for the winner.
So, what some other candies you guys all thinking about? Or go through finish.
We
your
also
list.
Have Milky Way, and there's one like I am the way.
I'm the
way. Milky, oh, the way.
The way, the truth, and life.
The
almond joy. We could do a joy one.
Whatchamacallit? Oh, yeah. What is it? Mana. What is it?
Red Vines was a good idea. Justin just gave me.
Tower of Babel.
What is Red Vines? What?
Justin just said Red Vines, and that could be like I.
And the vine
for branches.
No, do the whatchamacallit and do mana. What is man? What is this?
Whatchamacallit? I like it.
That's good.
I know. Thank you.
Do we even sell?
Because the Bible, they did
like,
say, you know,
by
what
the way,
is
we
this?
Took
mana.
Forever finding stinking paydays. No paydays. One has paydays. We found a chocolate payday. That was the only thing.
Paydays
we
are good.
We
man.
Went to every like gas station,
convenience
in this
store.
Town.
I'm looking up. I'm looking up names of candies now because I know it's what you guys
Jolly
did.
Jolly Rancher.
That's
and
good
then
stuff.
See if Jolly
Tootsie Roll.
Holy Rollers.
Holy Roller. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not.
That's not in the Bible.
Is Roll, though?
The Roll is called Up Yonder.
Yeah. I got to give them more candy.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, we could do like Nutrageous. Is nuts in the Bible?
Someone's got to eat all this candy later.
I'll help you.
Okay.
Well, they can take home.
I was supposed to lose weight, but I tell you what, the doctor gave me those orders way
Listen,
too late in the season.
Yeah, it's,
milk duds.
It's November now. You can't
milk is in the Bible. The sincere milk of the word.
Milky Way.
And there are
Don't
milk duds.
A goat in its own milk.
Well, if you do Milky Way and milk duds, because way is in Milky Way, and then you can use milk duds for like the sincere word of God, and then Baby Ruth. There's a double whammy there. You got a Bible character and baby Jesus, baby Moses.
I never thought about that.
Oh, we're going to have plenty of candy for these kids then.
So French baby fry. Ruth is a double one.
So
French fry. I don't understand the game.
Nerds.
How dare you?
I take offense.
Nerds candy is not in there.
17, 18, What's 19, 20, 21. That gives us 21.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's
patch
enough
kids.
For every kid.
Now,
kids.
Like, that was my activity. I don't know if I want to make that my whole
thing. They're sour, then they're sweet.
Ooh, elephant peanuts.
That's just the activity?
Yeah, but I mean, I could make it a whole lesson unless you think it's too short.
You know what? I think you're going to expose the kids to so many Bible verses in this.
That they're not going to remember.
This activity is, if this serves as your... I would just do a...
Well, because I was going to talk about how, like, candy gets... Like we said, candy gets... You get so excited about Halloween, all this candy, and then we have it until Easter, and you don't eat it. So maybe...
I would do a brief... a very brief
just
lesson. 3 to 5 minutes.
Keep your passion.
Get your point.
Keep your passion.
Get your point
Keep
across.
Excited about the candy.
Yeah. And then, however you want to do it, 3 to 5 minutes of the lesson and jump into this activity right behind it.
Okay.
Because this is going to take...
Are you gonna have the Bible verses like wrapped or like taped to the candy?
So they remember what Bible verse they guessed.
We could do that.
Do like Willy Wonka.
I was wondering too if we should like let them take it home, like whichever one they match.
Whichever one they match, they earn it.
We can have all the candies.
And then just tape, and I can tape that Bible verse to the candy, and they can take the Bible verse and the candy home.
Yeah, and then just we have a lot of candies, and then.
And whoever memorizes that Bible verse and comes back the next Sunday gets Connect's cash.
Okay, let's go back to more candy here.
I have like I have bags.
We are
candy,
expanding.
Like,
okay,
but I'm about to go get
I
one
am.
Tonight.
I like this
Zero Bar.
Travis loves Zero Bar.
Oh, they're the best.
Okay, what's in the Bible that says zero?
Crunch Bar.
That's what's so great about this Bible app. I can just like
Crunch.
Search.
yeah.
Bar.
Zero.
100 grand.
M&M.
M&M.
Three Musketeers. It. 3 days later, he rose again. Or is that too much of a stretch?
Okay. A little bit of a stretch. we can still work. It's still, we still got to think about it.
What about like Nutrageous? We could do, is Nut.
How dare you?
You can do
M&M's. There's
got to
be two things at two
Mother's
people.
Memorial.
Matthew and Mark.
Matthew and Mark. Maybe there's a Bible verse to where it's got both their names in the Bible verse.
There's walnut
and that'd be the one where they have to think about it.
There's nuts in Genesis.
Chunky Bar.
So you need a Bible verse that has two characters that both start with the letter M. Or
Mary and Mary.
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene.
M&M.
And I can just make the M's. I could even underline
like,
the M's in her name.
Like, that's a good idea. Or, that sounds really good.
Good idea. I'd do like Mary Magdalene. Her
yep,
name's
there's
in the Bible
a bunch
verse,
of them.
And that could be your M&M's.
And I could, like, underline the M's in the
Or just make them bold.
Too. Yeah. So maybe they would see that and think.
We go back and listen to the podcast where we're guessing Randy's favorite candies and just get
like
episode
11.
There's all kinds of candies in there. That was episode.
That was like 11.
11? Yeah.
Through 11
yeah,
or something.
So
okay, I'm scrolling through some candy images here. Mounds. That's the opposite of Almond Joy. Show the word mound is in the Bible. You got your Bible apps open or word
that's
search?
That's what I'm.
Who's got them? I'm thinking of a mound like for an altar.
Sermon on the Mount?
Evil people may
have... Sermon on the
Mount. Okay.
Evil
well, hold on. That could still...
In Job, evil people may have piles of money and may store away mounds of clothing.
Mounds or mount. I think you can tie it both in the same thing.
Joshua burned the town of Ai and it became a permanent mound of ruins.
It's a little dark.
See, that's the mound I was saying, like a mound of ruins. But like mount... what was you saying, Taylor?
Sermon on the Mount.
Sermon on the Mount.
Have you done anything with Carmel? Mount Carmel?
Oh.
Carmel. There's a Carmel bar.
Milky Way.
Carmelo.
Carmelo's. Carmelo's. That's the one.
We're
going
to have to go
yes.
to Walmart after this. And all get right. lots of candy.
I say do all these that you can scrounge up. If you get enough, you know, because some of the teachers going to be wanting to do this.
Mount Olive.
Ew, an olive candy.
30,
olive
30 candy? To 40 olives.
Just have an olive.
30 to 40 olives. If you ever hungry.
Now, there's a Hershey's budget. Gold. We know gold's in the Bible. Streets of gold for heaven.
Ooh, I'll do that one. I will guess that one.
Now here's this is what you do. Charleston Chew.
I love Charleston.
The Charleston is a dance. That's when it's a surprise and they do the praise break song and everyone gets up and does the praise break. Do the Charleston.
I'm joking. We gotta teach Charleston.
The Carlton.
Twix is in the Bible. Be Twix is in the Bible.
Dots.
They're all Twix.
Be Twixt, I believe, is in the Bible. Look it up.
Fun dip.
Fun dip.
Like the lead up to that.
Fun. I think Betwixt is in the Bible, and I think you could tie in Twix with that.
Hot tamale.
I did see something. I was watching.
Hot.
I was trying to get ideas, and there was a guy.
Be hot or cold.
Talking about hot tamales and talking about like anger too. Like he had a verse about anger.
Yep.
And hot tamales, and he was relating them.
I'm trying to think of how to do Airhead.
What else did he have?
Hottie,
he had
like a hottie attitude.
Yeah. Ooh.
How is Boston baked beans and
like, what's this candy? Hey, those are good.
Those are good.
There's probably something about baked
beans. It's not even like a logo or anything. It's literally versus... just a picture of a bowl of.
It's good.
How about they're Reese's? Good. Like, there's a reason.
There's a reason for the season. Reason for the season.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one, but if you wanted to make it work. Yeah, because it's a popular candy.
You can't, I don't know how you could use it, but I forgot about this candy.
What?
Bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
They were so,
the wine bottle or no, the wine skins.
Heath. Heath bar.
Oh, there we go. No, actually, I forgot. Everlasting Gobstopper. You can actually use it's Everlasting Gobster. Yeah, Everlasting Gobstopper.
Ooh, Gobstoppers. Everlasting. Lifesaver. Oh, that's one of them. That's a nice one.
We have Lifesavers, too.
Mary Jane.
We have Lifesavers.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a Mary Jane is?
Mary just making stuff up.
Yeah, that's an old... Mary, no, Mary Jane is an old candy from like the 40s or 50s.
It's actually good, too. I enjoyed them.
Didn't age well.
No, it did not age well.
Yeah. Oh, God.
How about those little strawberry candies that your grandma always had and never knew where they came from?
Oh, I hated those, man.
The hard candies?
Yeah, I didn't like those.
Okay.
Cotton candy.
Baby bottle pop, huh?
Cotton candy. Warheads?
Oh.
No? Okay.
Good and Plenty?
Oh.
Okay, that has to do
with
that.
Good and Plenty, that's the promised land.
Dots. God is plenteous. There are scriptures. Yeah, the word plenty
land,
and plenteous
plenty
is in there.
Good stuff in the
promised land. Yeah, you could do a Bible verse relating to the promised land, good and plenty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Deer Park.
Deer Park. I mean, you got a lot. How many you got? Like 30 of them now?
Whoa!
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, you got a lot.
That's 13. We've got like 24.
Starburst.
24.
We got Starburst.
Dude, keep it at 24. Rest in peace.
Amateur hour.
But like now we gotta go. Now we gotta go shop.
Yeah. Fine. Go shop for candy. Now see, this makes your lesson.
Hey, Halloween.
That much more tasty.
More tasty. Yes.
This makes your lesson so much more tasty.
So much sweeter.
Some of these we'll have to see when we find, too.
This is a sweet lesson here.
Payday, I don't understand.
Candy corn. God loves everybody, even the rejects.
That's black licorice.
Oh, black licorice is good. Ew. I will fight you.
Now, Bruce McKee likes black licorice.
Black. I love black
Gushers?
Ooh.
Gushers.
It's not a candy. It's the like a snack.
Candy-coated popcorn.
Gushers,
the rock, Raisinets. The rock, yeah, water, or the gushed living water, water gushing.
If gushers in the Bible,
I actually do have one, candy canes staff.
Well, that's
we do that.
That's a Christmas one, but that could tie in just all the well. A little bit different twist to it.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've got
sriracha
a lot on there.
Hey, listen, we're just getting started.
So they can each get
sriracha candy canes.
I
and
think
then they can
I,
take more candy that we have left over too.
This is something you can bring back after you do this and do another podcast and kind of. Do a more polished report on it, I guess, and see.
I like the memory verse idea too. If they come back with their verse memorized,
yeah, they come up with that candy Bible verse memorized. They get Connect's cash for it. Okay,
good for them, man.
Okay. Yep.
So that works.
Get our okay guy there. All right. Does any of you guys have anything else you want to talk about today that you brought into topic? Not
Travis
except
had
your
a
segment.
Didn't you tell us to come in with?
Yes,
thoughts?
I did.
I'll be there in just
a second.
I have a thought.
Travis has a thought.
Wait, what has happened? There is no memo.
I got the memo. I just didn't think of anything.
I threw it on everyone this afternoon. Just bring a small thought in today.
I have a very small thought.
Travis has it.
And to bring up
so the only thoughts
to
I have
to the pot here.
it's a couple crickets playing racquetball up there.
What was my thought?
All right.
I forgot my thought.
What was yours, Travis?
Oh, how come you can't tickle yourself?
Is it podging?
Really?
Is that the kind of
it's just something he thinks about.
Well, that's
something
a little bit more serious. Okay.
Maybe because you're expecting it. Maybe because you're expecting it.
It's something that keeps me up at night.
Seriously, that could be a good question to bring to kids for a lesson.
Like,
what can't you,
also?
I can tickle my foot if I'm like scratching. If there's like a certain part on my foot that itches, I have to get through it because I'm tickling myself when I scratch my foot.
Also,
so it makes you laugh.
Can you? Can you die from too much tickling?
If someone's tickling you, you could die of laughter.
Tickle torture?
Tickle torture.
Oh.
I don't know. Has it been done?
That sounds like,
sometimes, like, if I'm like tickling Justice, I have to be careful because, like, I'm like, okay, am I tickling him too much? Because he just gets to where, like,
Travis gets
like gasping for breath.
Yeah.
Travis gets
so
like
I think
that.
You can get do tickle
Travis
torture.
Travis likes tickles, though.
So what if you ask this really question to the kids?
That'd be the worst way to go out.
What kind of lesson can you dig this out from?
People laugh in the spirit and it scares you half to death.
Yeah.
Tickle me Elmo.
That's a tough one.
That'd
something
be a good
there.
Toy to bring in, tickle me Elmo.
Because if you tickle yourself, you don't laugh. It's not ticklish.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I mean, you can make a joke. And
there's something there.
Oh, I tickled myself.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Literally smallest of thoughts I've ever had.
There's nothing there.
It's just something he thinks about.
Also, I have a
I thought this is like one thought.
Sometimes you need someone else to bring you joy and you can't put force it on yourself. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
I have another question.
Well, that's part of a think tank. That gives me something to think about.
I have another question, but I think it's more suitable for a toy box.
Okay, wait for toy box then. All right. Anything else then with our kid?
S&B Underground.
I have a very, very small thought.
he has a very small thought.
Go.
It's a lot more serious, though. You ready for
this? Wait.
Here we go.
Is that supposed to be serious?
Yes, indeed.
I thought he said yes, indeed.
I thought you were going to play serious
music. That's the Underground theme. All right, Justin. What's your thought?
If you ask what we were talking about in the car.
Oh, no. That's actually a good one, though. I can say that one, but no. I was going to say you got to be taught to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. The question that she's talking about in the car was if a tree falls, if a tree falls down in the forest mm-hmm. and nobody's there to hear it, does it actually make a sound?
It does make a sound.
How do you know that?
You're just not there.
But how? So if you're not there, then how do you know?
Faith. Are babies crying right now?
Faith.
I don't know.
Around the world,
I have no idea. Because I'm not there.
I left a tape recorder out there once, and I heard it.
But it's still something hearing it though. Like
we're living in a simulation, so.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about the
Matrix.
You don't know. You never know.
You never know.
Or maybe you do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's just to tickle your thoughts. Poke your brain.
Just to poke your brain.
I can't tickle my brain myself. So thank you.
Yeah, himself. All right. That's it for our first segment. He brought a thought. Thank you very much. All right. Let's go into our toy box.
Oh, God hears it. Bam.
All right, it's Toy Box. If you've hung around for this part of it, this is the time where we just kind of talk about whatever. Jared has his own segment. We do Pot Jinx with Travis.
Underground.
This is the Underground. And just whatever. And we got Restaurant Impossible coming up, too. So,
woo!
Yes, we have that coming up to see where we're at. I think someone's going to guess it tonight.
I don't think so.
I just said
I'm
it
just
going to
gonna
make
start
it sound
saying
good.
Dumb answers.
I don't think you're going
to get I've got a good question. I actually had a couple good questions. I got a good question today to ask Ray on Restaurant Impossible. Are you ready for Restaurant Impossible?
Let's get it, girl.
You are?
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to get
Let's
it.
Let's just go ahead and do Restaurant Impossible right now.
I'm going to make you guys just mad.
Keep guessing buffets.
As we wait for the
I'm literally like loading right now.
Wait Put for the intro.
Fill time.
Really?
I can guess.
No, we gotta wait for the intro music first.
Make it good.
Oh wait. We gotta do this one.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
We'll return to our program momentarily. Here we go.
At the same time. All three different versions.
We got three versions going. Do you hear? Yeah, keep it right up there.
Mine's just starting.
All right, Restaurant Impossible. We usually get that song off of a phone and just play it, and Justin's phone wasn't working. Now we had people jumping in to help
it's
out.
Still going.
Now it's working.
you can fade it off.
There,
thank you, Jared.
We got it. We got
Jared.
It.
Jared.
Thank you.
Thanks, thank
man.
You. Thank you.
We're just going to listen to the whole song.
Thank you, Jared. We appreciate it now. All right. Alexa, tell us. Run through our rules real quick and tell us the answers given and the questions answered.
All right. Whoa. So everyone guesses. If it's wrong, you guys get to ask questions. I pick one question to answer.
I got one.
I got one.
Wait. So our guesses so far are Cheesecake Factory, Red Robin, Old Spaghetti Factory, Ryan's, Big Red Shanty, Cheddar's, Chili's, Steak and Shake, Olive Garden, Crystal's, Appalani's, The Capitol Grill, Primanti Brothers, Big Boy's, Burgatory, Mama Cheese, Denny's.
Who gets Mama Cheese?
Wow.
Jared's phone is picking up every single restaurant. It's
like Siri is going off for some reason.
So
the clues are it is dine-in. It is not at the University Town Center. And not in Pittsburgh. And it's not in the greater Pittsburgh area, I ended up saying last Maybe week. Not Washington,
so
PA.
No. Not so great Pittsburgh.
I'll guess.
Area. Get it, girl.
Black Bear.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Jared?
Sheets.
Which location?
I thought you were going to guess the other one. Sheets. I thought you were going to guess that.
I'll do that next week.
All right.
Sheets.
Because right. You think it's right.
Favorite restaurant, Sheets.
Oh, God. Well, so hey, I've actually heard someone
there
say
are,
that before.
There are dining rooms
you,
there.
They do have dining rooms. I've heard someone say that. Gas station.
But it's fast food.
It's you can
it's
dine
still
in.
Dine in.
We've already like you can no. dine in right, at I'm fast food out. Restaurants, wait, but wait, we've already no, that's in University Town
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, it's in University Town Center.
No, not Sheets.
Sheets isn't, but
he said B-dubs.
No, University Town Center is the heel, dude.
No.
It's
actually,
where the sign is, and then it
actually,
goes up.
But we've already that, contested yeah, that, could, even though you can dine in at fast food, it can't be fast food.
That would be a waste of a guess.
Randy, what do you think?
You guys already guessed your restaurant?
I said Black Bear. which Sheets?
Welcome to the party.
Sheets?
Which
I
black?
I didn't hear Justin's, though.
I didn't.
All of the Black Bears. You can't, like, say a specific location.
That's true.
Well, oh, actually, I do have
okay.
Well, never
that's
mind,
like
no.
saying
I
my
do prefer
favorite.
One location over the other.
I'm thinking this is going to be, like, a really decent bit. Restaurant. But I'm afraid it's going to be like a fast food joint.
We
already guessed that
what?
It's not a fast food.
Did you hear
food?
What she said? She said what? That she preferred one location over the other.
Yeah, about
likes,
Black Bear.
About
likes,
Black Bear.
The Sheets in Red Bank.
Yeah, you're just trying to get me off this.
Okay.
You're trying to get me off the
same. I only like
what's
the
yours,
Sabre and
Justin?
Sheets.
All right, then. Never
Justin, what's your guess?
I was talking about Black Bear. I like one for about, I like.
I know what your restaurant is because I remember you talking about it a year or two ago.
I don't think that's...
But I can't remember it.
No, the other
remember
chain.
You guys,
now
you
listen.
You guys talked about it.
No.
I'm trying to rack my brain.
This
was
a couple weeks ago. I was talking about a restaurant we were going to for my birthday. Let me preface. That is the restaurant like my grandparents took me to growing up. It's not my favorite, but it's just like a nostalgic thing. I do love it, but it's not my favorite.
All right, I got my guess. Justin, what's yours?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
All right, Table 9. That's a local restaurant here. It's a nice place.
All these places nice. Better
so
be sending
very
us some
nice.
Free
I'm going
food.
To, I'm going for Table 9.
Okay,
restaurant.
I got one.
What's yours, Justin?
Is it the Morgantown Brewing Company?
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's a
see,
good,
we got
I'll
Mountain State,
NBC.
We got Mountain State Brewing Company and Morgantown. Brewing
yeah, Morgantown. The one in downtown.
The one with the good burgers.
They're both
yeah, they're
all right.
I think we all have decent guesses this week. Besides,
yeah, guesses.
Sheets.
Omit one.
Sheets.
Omit one.
All right.
Are you sure you want to stick with Sheets?
What about the other
one? All right. He's going to stay with Sheets gas station. All right. Drum roll, Alexa. Did anybody guess your favorite restaurant today?
It's Sheets. I'm just kidding. Nah. I'm kidding.
I think someone might have got it.
Jared got it. It's Sheets. None of them.
He did.
Those are all really good ones, though, because I do like
But no one got
those.
It.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I literally
Who's
like
the
all
closest?
Of those.
That could be your question. We're quite close today.
That's.
All right. I mean, it's hard to judge.
Right.
Like, how do you judge? Like, the type
my
of
question
food
is what type
location
of cuisine?
Finally!
So, Alexa
finally,
gets to choose
yeah
one of these questions
she might
to answer.
That.
Do can it be not yes or no, though?
Anything.
Is it allowed to be not yes or no, though?
What? It's whatever question
whatever
we
question
ask.
You
whatever
you
want.
Yeah, you get to select which one not. Which one to answer?
Just follow the hat and just do it.
Okay. Is it 3 stars or more on Yelp?
Do you have Yelp on there?
Yep.
Okay, I see your federal pass. I got to call somebody. Travis, yep. I got to call
little
somebody.
Seinfeld reference
yeah,
there.
Right there. They're all twigs.
All right, so there's Taylor's question and Jared's question. Justin, you got one yet?
Yeah, was any of us...
Chokes on all of you, it's Golden Corral.
Was any of us...
Ask that?
Why?
Because she could be like, no.
No.
Or yes.
Oh, yeah.
She
don't
have to
right
answer it.
More specific. Okay, here we go. Who was the closest at guessing today?
But my question is, like, is it like location or is it like type of food? Or
type
like
of food?
That's hard. I don't even know how to answer that.
My, she's my not question answer you. Was either of these restaurants that we asked today close to your real restaurant in
geographic
cuisine?
Location.
Cuisine.
Or right. Well, that's he just asked cuisine. So you're asking cuisine.
I'm just re-edifying what he was saying. So that's not my question.
Okay. So you're saying based on cuisine?
Yeah, no. Based on cuisine.
Or location.
Okay.
Wait.
And then my question.
It's hard to answer.
Is how dare you?
Number one, how dare you?
What gives you the right?
Have you ate at this restaurant within the last month?
That's a good question.
That is a good question, actually.
Do we the have good ones will never be answered, though.
Do we have, like, her Google, like, tracking history or something?
Yeah. Shh. I have a private detective who has access to all that information.
Locations.
You've hired Ben.
They can track all that down. Yes, they can.
I don't know which one you think.
He's going to hire
next time. Next time, to put the pressure on her, we need, for, like, the next two podcasts, we all need to come up with an agreement of one question that she has to answer.
Now, wait. We did this once before where everyone asked the same question. Didn't we vote to not do that? Is that what you're saying? Everyone asked the same question?
No, we never did vote.
Well, yeah, because you can exploit that as, like, you can be like, what's
your
favorite restaurant?
We need a handicap here.
If everybody asks the same question, which is, what's your favorite restaurant?
Can I phone a friend?
We can't, like...
Can I phone a friend?
I mean, you can. All right. It might not be legal.
Here comes the question that Alexa is going to answer.
I'm going to answer the 3 stars or more question. It is 3 stars or more on Yelp.
Woohoo!
So what does 3 stars mean? Like, out of
so
how
it means
stars?
Like more five. Expensive. It means like
three
more
out of
expensive.
5 stars.
Oh, so no.
Stars means quality.
Quality.
Like review.
Out of what? Like five?
Oh, man, I meant good. Like...
Oh, you meant the
I
dollar
meant
signs?
Like dollar signs. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's my bad. I
we
phrased
can't
my
hear.
Question
well,
wrong.
I can answer that one.
We can answer that one.
I phrased my question wrong.
We can't?
No, that's my answer to that.
What?
Do you want me to tell the answer to that?
Let's go ahead and throw out how many dollar signs.
All right.
Oh, this is a bonus?
I meant to ask dollar signs, and I said stars on accident. Is it out of 11?
Okay.
Out of 5. Like, 5 is the most expensive.
Okay, I didn't know if it was 11 or not.
And how many?
What do you mean?
What? For dollar signs.
Oh, okay.
Two.
$2 signs.
It's only a 2 out of 5.
So it's about $2 signs, like, which would mean what?
It means it's kind of like Chili's, like those kinds of places. Okay. It's not like super expensive.
It's not table
like
nine.
Ruth Chris.
It probably wouldn't be more than like $15.
So it's not
okay.
the melting pot.
Right?
All
right.
So it's like a basic. I was going to say
Cheddar's.
We already guessed Cheddar's.
We did?
You already guessed Cheddar's.
I'm glad I guessed that.
Yeah, because she always wants to go there.
Yeah. So I shot that one down.
I do like Cheddar's, but not my favorite. I like a lot of food, guys. I like food.
That's it for Restaurant Impossible.
Surely not. We all do. The name's Bond. James Bond.
All right. Jared, you ready for your segment, buddy?
Get it, girl.
Oh, I guess he is.
Coffee.
Is it coffee?
Why not?
Coffee?
Headache, more like.
Underground.
Underground.
Go, Jared, go! Right,
so
hold up.
Technically,
hold on.
We're rebranding Sunday. The youth is.
Oh, you are?
The youth is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
congrats.
You mean like their name?
Yeah.
Jared's Youth Group.
That's a great one, Jared.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Easy, guys. Easy.
You guys can take a guess if you want what you think it'll be. I think I've shared it.
I feel like you told me,
three.
But I can't remember.
I think I told Randy. Yeah, I've definitely
You showed
told
us.
I got
you
it.
You did?
Okay. I think you showed us the logo and everything.
Refresh my memory.
I was supposed to say that because I remember specifically what it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
All right, so you're renaming the youth.
Yes.
What's okay.
It's gonna
continue.
Momentum.
It's going to be Momentum.
Did you use my advice with the logo and you did the remember I said the triangle and the M?
No.
Okay. No, that's
it's
gonna
be called Momentum.
Forget Momentum it. Student Ministries.
Shut down. Shut
Momentum
down.
What ministry?
Student.
MSM.
By Jared.
Have no, we're not gonna do it. I'm not doing an acronym.
Have you already got your Instagram page?
No, it's Momentum? Gonna it'll be Sunday. I don't wanna spoil it.
I mean, have you already reserved your Instagram page? Or you
no,
to
we'll,
change
we'll
it?
Just rename it.
Just rename it.
Go
on.
With
okay.
however I can rename it.
Okay.
So my question is, I know the students aren't going to care, really. So I don't want to make it a big deal. Like, okay, this is what it is. And they're just like, you know what I mean? Because I don't expect them to, like Wolf of Wall Street. They're all going crazy because it's an excellent idea or whatever.
What is it now?
Huh?
What is it now?
It's live. It's live, but it's live. So mine is how I don't really know how to, like, say that, like, how do I present it? Because I'm still trying to
interpretive
figure
dance.
It. Interpretive
dance. Yeah.
Just come in.
Because I don't have
don't
a TV up there, so I can't even show them a logo.
No words.
Oh man, you got to be able to show them a logo.
I don't. I do
on
have
an
a TV
iPad
up there.
Or something.
I have a TV.
You need
up there.
You need
just
to display
the
it.
Draw the
you
logo.
You need to display
the
logo.
And then just like have it like a curtain and just drop the curtain. Boom.
Oh, you, yeah, you should have had it painted like a mural.
You need to display the logo.
Use the,
absolutely. Right,
I'll use the...
Use the tactic he uses when he, like do the whole, like, projector and then, like, just...
Yeah.
You draw.
You need to design it and throw
it
up on a screen.
You need to paint it tonight and get it done.
No, I'm not going to paint. I'm just going to show it on the,
dude,
the
listen,
small TV.
Dude, listen. When you do it, you got to give it your all. And that means you got to paint it on the wall.
This is... If you're going to present it, you want to make it a big ta-da thing.
You got to have a... mascot.
Balloon drop. You need a balloon drop ready to go.
You walk in.
It's just going to be a guy
ribbon cutting ceremony
in a running suit.
Travis is going to hide in the room and like spoil it before you say it. Guys, this is momentum. I can't wait.
You guys ready for momentum?
So the kids don't know?
No.
So they have no idea you were working on it?
Yes. Nobody really knows except like you guys and Pastor.
Let's go.
And my wife.
Let's go spoil it tomorrow, guys.
I would say, I think you need to make this up good.
I
would make it
I just don't want it to make it like I'm trying so hard to please them.
Who cares about that?
No, I get it, but it's like,
right?
It's not,
right?
The more I think about it, it's not really a big deal. Like, I I'm not going to just go out there and say, all right, Momentum Student Ministries, that's what we're doing, you're dismissed. It's not going to be like that either, but I don't know. Like, I feel like if I do it, it's going to somehow end up on a cringe compilation on YouTube. So.
Travis hide in the corner and film.
I mean,
it.
We talked about this in episode 11 where we were rebranding.
We
really
did
good.
A rebranding
and
episode.
How we
yes,
talked
we
about
did.
How it helps out with, like, I guess you could say, like, the members feeling like they were there since the beginning,
yeah.
I guess you could say.
I mean, it is a good time because they're like, they just moved up and everything.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, we were here when it was switched to Momentum.
Yeah, like I was there when it became live.
See, and she's still talking
because
about
it. It's like I was the first class to graduate Skyview. That's how old I am.
I was the first to go into UHS.
I was the first.
So let's put ourselves in his place. Say you're. Do you want them to be somehow engaged with this, or you just want to make the announcement? And
I don't
go
really
on?
Know how I'm doing it yet. Like I'm doing a series right now on Momentum.
Dress up like Steve Jobs,
and this is the last part of it. And then I'm going to do the reveal, like when I'm done with the series.
Dress up like Steve
Nate
Jobs.
Nate didn't really do anything here
yeah, that's
when we
like,
did live. He actually wanted a different name at first, and we were very do not do that. He wanted Exposed.
We had to talk about it.
We were like, listen, no way.
Do
Youth Exposed is not a good idea.
Probably not.
I understand his thought process.
He talked with you about it? He talked with the students about it?
Yeah, I think we were like on a trip or something, and he was just like casually like, I'm thinking about like Exposure or like Youth Exposure. Like,
Exposure.
Because he wanted it to be like, you know, like we're real, we're honest, you know. And I get the fact, but yeah.
Here's my take on it. I like the idea, like, when I came here and you guys had your kid's church was named Kid Connection, I got everybody involved to change it. Because I liked...
Well, this is the thing that's hard. Like, I talked with the pastor about it, and, like, I guess I could have talked with Norma and Sydney about it, but it was just kind of hard because I never saw them. Like, once COVID hit, like, they didn't want to be out there, which I understood, so I kind of...
But I think it's a good one.
It's not one
that people are going to be like, oh, like, ours, like...
You just seem kind of hesitant about even... In a way to bring it out,
it's gonna be Momentum regardless. But I just don't really know how to like present it and say, "Okay, guys, I'm done with my lesson, so here you go."
You know what I mean?
You need an introduction to Momentum.
You played the Toby Mac song. There's a song by Toby Mac called Momentum.
And just stare at him.
This is our play the video
play Momentum
and just stare at him. Do you get it yet?
What
if they just walked in and it was there? Like just the logo.
There you go.
Possibly.
That
or
there
you go. Because you're doing a series Momentum now, right?
Spotlight just
so maybe at the end,
like
even like open
like
it up and be like,
on.
What do you guys think it's going to be?
Oh, okay. I thought, what do you guys think about this?
No, but
there you go. Engaging.
But like, since you've been teaching about momentum, be like, have you seen any clue? Like, I've been giving clues.
Have them draw.
Well,
what they think.
You've been that's been your topic.
I've just been teaching. Yeah.
Right. So I mean, yeah. Like,
do
open
you have
that
a logo
up.
Yet?
There you go. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's anyway. Say now after our series here, you can just kind of say, hey, I like that idea.
Been dropping subtle hints. What do you think?
Yeah, we've been on this series, and we're going to change the name of the youth group, and think about the last few Sundays we've been teaching this series. Can you guess the
I should just mess with them and be like, it's not live anymore. It's pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded.
No longer live.
Streamed.
It's premiered. No, it's premiered.
Wait, I have a question, though.
Streamed.
What do the bylaws say about this?
The bylaws.
Oh, pastor's okay with it.
Bylaws, okay.
That's all that matters, right?
So we just have to
Did you bring it up at the business meeting?
I don't have to
Is
do
it
that.
The budget for
They didn't have to. I asked him about it. He said they don't have to do that.
I don't know.
So
well, I need to make sure the bylaws are okay with
okay.
That.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Yeah, definitely get your logo made up, put on the screen somewhere.
One.
And then I like how Alex said
see if they caught on.
At the end, kind of bring up that way it kinda engages.
I like the idea of just
kind of brings
it
them
there
into it.
When I'm like and they ask what it is and I'll be like, I ain't telling you yet. But they already kind of assume.
But you're right. I wouldn't want to just say, hey, our name's changed.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to be like it's momentum, and then fireworks somehow, and then it's a mess. And
the
then,
rock,
and
comes
then they're through. All just like,
"Why not make it purposely cringy?"
No,
yeah, like the pyramid on The Office.
Because I mean, if it's per-
Please.
If it's purposely cringy, then it's worth the
I need
effort.
You to have that outfit with the eyeliner and everything.
Oh my goodness.
like have a string hooked up to like a logo and you just let go of it.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. I think Jared's good to go on that one.
That's a lot of momentum. Yeah, a lot of momentum.
Underground.
Momentum.
Doing things a little bit backwards today. I intentionally left the polka dot band out for the towards the ladder and a toy box.
Come on, kids.
Today, joining us today in our podcast, to my left, is Travis Alexis. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Let's do it again, together. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
No, together.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
They're our kids' church intern.
I say team. Hi. I say guys, you say hi.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
One.
Hi.
Guys.
Give it up for Travis Alexa. And to my right is Justin and Taylor. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
I'm Travis.
Not you anymore.
It's Justin and Taylor.
All right, Travis, let's go.
All right,
go.
Hi, guys.
Oh. Hi.
All right.
Hello.
Justin and Taylor, everybody.
Hello. Hi, guys.
And here at the microphone is the world's youngest, well, Kidman podcaster. He just hopped on my lap. His name is Justice. Say hi, Justice.
His eyes are like...
Say hi.
Looks like he's being held hostage.
Say hi, buddy.
Hi. He got Mike.
The ransom said it. 5,000, help me.
He's like, bro.
It's okay, bud.
He had the headphones on, and he was trying to take in all the racket that was going on here, and he kind of got stage fright there, so that's okay. Let's give it for Justice Ben, the world's youngest Kidman podcaster.
He's not the youngest anymore.
Not the youngest. Because Kyler is, and he's over here. Kyler, say something to the microphone. How old is Kyler now?
He's 2 years old, I think.
Kyler's not 2 years old. Just a
2 months. At least. No, he's 11.
Oh. He's 11 months old. Say hi, Kyler. Get up for Kyler Binge, everybody. And last but not least, he's epic. He's here. He just did his segment. We call him epic for a reason because he's epic. His name is say hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Guys.
Give it up for Jared the Epic Henry, everybody.
Everybody say hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
So that's our crew for today.
That's the show.
And we got one more thing to go.
We do.
At least one more thing
to go.
Is
there 11 corny kid jokes?
No.
Not 11.
It's right here at...
Not even one.
Everyone's favorite segment in Toy Box, Pyjinks.
Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Yes, we've been waiting.
It's time for Pod Jinx, where corny kids' jokes never grow old.
Okay.
Here is your joy-filled jester, Travis Johnson. Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
All right, you ready?
We are ready.
All right.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Excuse me.
Sorry, dark in here. What do you get when you cross an angry sheep with an angry cow?
Wow.
Also, I don't understand when jokes start off. What do you get when you cross? Like, what does that mean?
When they cross
you're
over.
Taking up too much time. Like, so we got to think about the joke first.
So like, say it again.
Like you splice the animal DNA.
What do you...
What do you get when you splice the DNA of an...
See, he's trying to mess this up. Yep. What is it?
Tell us the joke and nothing but the joke.
What do you get when you cross an angry sheep with an angry cow?
Angry sheep with an angry cow.
When you splice the DNA of an angry sheep.
Bow moo.
Is that a bow movement?
Bow moo. Moo bow.
Bow movement.
Moo bow.
I need more time. I think we can figure this out. An angry sheep and a bad sheep.
Like
a
mob.
Bad cow.
You had 30 seconds of the thing. It's time to give it up.
Angry. Mad cow. Mad cow.
Bad sheep.
Wool.
A sheepish
wool.
Mad cow.
Nothing's coming out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing's
just
not a
stop
whole
while
lot.
We're ahead.
I think we should use this as
a
VBS
bad
theme.
Protein shake.
Yes.
There we go.
I think we could elaborate.
A bad milkshake.
A new theme with this.
Two animals in a bad mood.
So Alexa was on it.
I was bad mood. Bad but you kept saying bowel movement.
She said bowel
bad
movement.
Mood.
Bad
mood.
A bad. That's it, Betsy.
I saw a whole flock of cows on the way here.
Oh my God.
No one's ever going to finish that joke.
What were they doing?
That's not
nothing.
It. That's
darn
not
it.
It.
I thought that was it.
Do you want me to
all
do
right.
It?
No.
Okay.
You've already done it in this podcast.
Number two.
No, because I've been re-listening to them and you've done it.
Was like episode 11?
Probably.
What do you call a wolf that meditates?
A wolf that meditates.
Howl thinking.
Howling.
Bow.
A thinking wolf. Meditates.
Dog, wolf,
furry,
meditate.
She was making wolf noises.
All I've done during projects is make animal noises.
I communicated strictly in animal noises with the.
You're taking this off track. What do you think right now, Travis?
With the taxi cab driver in Beijing one time.
Oh,
we communicated in animal noises.
It's
true. It happened.
It's true.
All right, I gotta know.
Well, I mean,
what do you call a wolf that meditates? A werewolf.
What?
Aware.
Aware, like you're aware.
Like he's aware. Stop!
You got you.
Come on.
I'm on the same track.
Where?
Aware.
Like you're aware now.
Oh, a werewolf.
Aware.
Okay, I'll give you half.
Thank you.
That's it. You're not even getting this. Aww. You're just getting this.
But you played them both, so now I got like that
and
a half.
Not an observance.
So thank
of the,
you.
Not observance of the
Thank group, you.
But it was okay. A werewolf.
Hey, Bob.
Like you're okay. Because when you meditate, you're aware.
Aware.
Okay.
What was he wearing?
Crazy! Alrighty, anything else?
I have my underground question.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
Underground question.
Is a thinker. Okay.
Okay.
It just makes you think. Keeps me up at night.
I hate that. Making me think.
What if you could replace all the grass in the world with one thing, what would it be and why?
Replace all the grass?
All the grass in the world. What would you replace it with and why?
Okay, whatever it's going to be.
I think we need
the
grass,
reason
though.
Why is because I don't want to have
but
to mow
if
it.
You could.
Right. I'm thinking candy.
No.
Twizzlers.
No, that'd be have ants
grass.
And bugs everywhere.
Yeah,
fake
then
grass.
It
fake grass.
What's yes. that fake grass called?
Turf. Astroturf.
Turf. Yeah.
But then you gotta ground up tires and put tires.
Don't.
We would. So why would we have to do it?
You get you cut turf and then you and your neighbor when you get angry at each other, you got a turf war.
Stop it.
That's not on us.
Music? Come on. No.
I thought this was more like if God created, could rewind and replace grass. I'm not making the turf.
But you have to. You still have to upkeep it, like you would now with grass.
I would just have Willy Wonka come in and just redesign my landscaping.
Yeah, he had candy grass and he was fine.
Like cocoa beans or something, so you could use it.
Oh, coffee beans.
Vanilla beans.
No, because you have to go out. Instead of mowing, you have to go out there and pick them.
Nothing that grows.
Nothing.
Turf.
Hair. Let's
do silicone.
Hair.
Silicone grass.
Hair. Why? Hair. What?
Nothing that grows.
That would be everywhere. Goodness. Like shedding. Like we already shed as humans.
You would have,
like, I can't imagine.
You would have that.
You would have balding spots like me.
Yellow brick.
I say lavender. That way the whole world could calm down.
How about,
and it smells so
how about
good.
A trampoline?
Poppies.
Trampoline
poppies,
yard.
So we can all sleep.
Poppies.
No, poppies.
Oh, they said
poppies. No.
Stomping on the poppies.
Is that what they walk through in Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poppies.
What's the snap fireworks? Yeah,
hallucination.
Fireworks that is
poppets.
Poppets? Yeah, poppets. That's what
I say.
Like
a yard full of poppets.
Silicone grass. Silicone grass.
She's over here being
grass.
Logical and we're coming
That'd
out
be hard to clean. Silicone
would be
environmental
friendly.
Gripping.
I'm sticking with turf.
AstroTurf, yes.
I'm saying, I don't know.
AstroTurf.
It's your world, I guess. Where it's living.
Sand.
No, not sand.
Oh, no.
Okay,
get
you
into
replace
your shoes.
All the sand in the world shoes. With one thing.
Mulch. Turf.
Grass. Oh, my goodness.
You replace all the sand on the beaches with grass.
Why would you want to replace?
Laminate,
no.
Laminate flooring everywhere.
There we go. Laminate flooring. Thank you.
Basketball court.
That rubber stuff that's in the pool, like the kiddie size of the pool sometimes, like the rubber, you know?
No.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the slides of the kiddie pools.
You guys ever seen Waterworld?
That rubber.
Yeah.
What about water?
That's not fun.
Jeez. Where are we going with this?
There is no telling.
Let's go to get
Carol end. At. Where's Carol at?
Let's go. Yeah. Let's get.
Let's bring
Carol. Carol.
We have to go shopping.
Carol
Baskin.
Carol.
Let's get out of here. Thanks for enduring us in Toy Box.
Come on, Carol Baskin.
And on Kidman Show. Check us out on sndkidman.com. Visit our in-house sponsors. Get.silly.
Get.silly.
And blackjarcoffee.com.
That's a great segue to the Carol. You're
yes.
Welcome.
Seems
we just get started. McDonald's French fries.
And before you know,
replace the grass at McDonald's.
Really?
That would be hot. Guess
it's time. Now you don't put salt on them.
So you want to eat cold fries the whole time?
You don't have to eat them.
You just want them there.
You can eat them if you want.
There's no reason to have
them. It's just like potatoes still already. Like, you don't have to eat the potatoes, but they still grow.
You stink.
Thank you.